at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Aim me towards Uranus, Craig. Or just point me or whatever. Take the blindfold off. I'll find it myself.
Locked in.
All right.
Energized.
We got Jason Mewes later on this morning. Jason's coming to town, but his shows at the Funny Bone are sold out. Going to be in Kansas City and also in Omaha. But he's also going to be signing autographs, so you can see him there. And we'll talk about that later on. He's going to be in town signing autographs the day of that show. That's next Tuesday, right?
Yeah, so yes. He's at the
next Monday's in Kansas City, the Improv, right?
And then he's doing a couple of sold-out shows.
Also, Howie Mandel's going to phone the program. Deal or No Deal coming back.
The CNBC.
CNBC, and also Petey Mack and our buddy Nick Allen. One of the British Bulldogs passed away, too, one of the wrestlers. God, how many people had him, Craig?
Several.
Jeez. What was wrong with him?
Ongoing issues.
Okay.
He was a wrestler.
Yeah.
I know that.
That was his issue.
But not several. Usually you don't just pick random wrestlers. He must have had vocal out, you know. He was only 60, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but wrestling years are...
I understand
those are
that.
Worse than normal years.
He must have announced he had something else, like Craig said, several issues. But we still have GW, right?
HW.
Oh, yeah, GW's kicking it.
Yeah, okay, so Tommy Billington, British WWE legend, Dynamite Kid. He was one of the tag team partners known as the British Bulldogs.
Yeah, I knew those guys. I watched those guys years ago.
I didn't know there was more than one.
Yep.
I knew the term British Bulldog. I didn't know they had a team of them.
Yep.
They were rated the fifth best tag team ever by Pro Wrestling Illustrated in 2003.
You got that going for you.
Yeah. Later on, I'll give you my top five WWF tag teams.
All right. Well, Fuji and Tanaka's got to be one.
Yeah, I don't need to do it now. You spoiled it.
And then in the middle, there are three other guys.
So we have an issue here on the list. We're going to have Len Dog work on it, and then we can get it officially scored.
Yeah, you get other stuff to get rid of, right?
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
Now, I did mention earlier that for our Deadpool players, that a name that they may want to look into, put on the draft board.
Well, you help them out. A little hint here, folks.
Yeah, just a thought, because I don't know. I have not looked into this. But I will be on December 31st, December 30th, somewhere in there. Linda Ronstadt.
Hello, Linda Ronstadt. She's been suffering with Parkinson's for years, right?
Yeah. She is canceling two scheduled speaking engagements that were planned for May of next year.
Yeah. Craig looks in when people cancel stuff ahead of time.
Especially that far ahead of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cancellations are due to, quote, ongoing health issues. So you may want to look into that.
She's gorgeous. She was gorgeous, I should say. She's old now. No good, Craig, with this Deadpool thing. Yeah, but you're attracted. For those of you that think that was a Van Halen song, it's actually older than I think Linda Ronstadt.
Is it?
I think it might be an older song than that. I'm not exactly sure.
I don't know who did it originally.
Neither do I. It might have been her.
She was the first version I was
familiar
with.
Yeah, me too, but...
And then
I think Puss is looking that up. But she's not dead, by the way. She's still alive, but she might be dead next year.
But postponing dates in the distant future.
Yeah, yeah.
First performed by Dee Dee Warwick in 1963.
I knew there was an older version of
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Betty Everett, Swingin' Blue Jeans, Linda Ronstadt. Yeah, many people have covered it.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Like Ronstadt, and then, of course, Van Halen made a really cool version of that, man.
They were more Swingin' Blue Jeans. Yeah. They were true to the Swingin' Blue Jeans style.
They thought that was a cool name, too, when they thought of that, that's our era. That's
oh, my God.
We started a band when we were kids. We'd be called the Swinging Blue Jeans.
Elvis Costello, Dusty Springfield.
Elvis does it, too?
Ike and Tina, Jose Feliciano, the Muppets. Michael Bolton.
Yeah, but once again, hers is the best version.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah,
well, and Van Halen's is because it's a totally different version.
I haven't heard the Muppets one, so.
No.
I'm sure it's probably second best, just
I won't
right
pass
behind
judgment
Linda.
On it until I hear the Muppets version.
The Muppets aren't bad.
Nope.
Well, it's because professional singers are singing, not the Muppets
right.
aren't.
You get to work on that. Whatever.
You believe what you want.
I believe it.
Some of the 619 players that had George H.W. Bush include, but are not limited to, Moon, Moose Knuckle Pants Party. More Sodomy, Please gets a hit.
Whatever you ask.
Motorboating the Diamond Bra.
Yeah, that's going to slice your face up.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't read that one. Not sure on that one, but it has to do with Mr. Poopy. Mr. Slippy Fist gets a hit.
Slippy Fist.
But he can read that.
Exactly.
They call me Mr. Slippy Fist. I love that old movie.
That stuck to the tape, too.
Damn it. That was emphatic, too, wasn't it?
It was. They call me.
That was the original name of that movie. They called Mr. Tibbs, but they changed it to...
Muffed Punt gets a hit, as does Mustache Rides. Yeah.
Mustache is hair underneath your nose.
Plus, right.
In case Bush doesn't know what that is.
I probably can't read that one. My boobs are real.
Yes, they are. And sensitive, too.
You speaking for yourself or Craig?
Both at this point.
Well, you look at them. They're so perfectly shaped. You'd think.
They might be fake.
They were fake.
My butta gets a hit, as does my butt is a yaller horn.
You were afraid to say that for years.
Well, it was a...
That's a nice lady.
That was anti-Viking thing.
That was anti-Viking, yeah.
My hubby's three balls gets a hit. My left nut gets a hit.
Just your left nut.
My moist hot hole detector gets a hit. My rooster, going to let that one go.
This whole segment here is very groin-centric.
Yep.
My sick kids gave me this. My teacher's fun bags.
All right.
Gets a hit.
I hope that's a student. Or at least a college kid.
Or somebody married to a teacher.
Yeah, all. That could be it.
Yeah.
My... tender pink sock gets a hit, as do my biological parents.
Who, by the way, are perfect for the dead fool because Craig's biological parents are...
Well, they're dead.
They're dead now.
Always funny. Always a good laugh.
That's sick.
Craig's biological parents are dead.
Remember that time we found out your parents were dead? Oh, that was a blast. Oh, he laughed so hard.
Biological, he did.
He laughed so hard.
They discarded him in front of a firehouse, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Screw them.
It's been funny ever since.
Right. Basket in a firehouse. Can't do that to a kid.
Oh, they just dropped you off?
Yeah, he was raised by Dalmatians at the firehouse. We're adding to the story before his lovely real parents picked him up and raised him.
Right. As they were driving down the road.
Right.
Saw the basket in front of the firehouse.
Right, and they kept him then.
Were they driving out to take a cat out of a tree? And they, what's this kid doing?
Yeah.
What's this kid doing in the back seat? I don't know, but the Dalmatians seem to like him.
Yeah, he'll be fine. Spot will take care of him until we get back.
Then I suppose we'll have to adopt him.
Yep.
Worldwide deaths related to terrorism are down for the third year in a row.
Yeah, but they're up for other reasons. Dead is dead.
Well.
You know, dead is dead.
Okay, overall.
Are we counting white guys with guns killing people?
No.
Oh, okay.
Far-right political terrorism is up in North America and Western Europe.
There you go.
Even though worldwide deaths related to terrorism are down.
Well, that's at least something good.
Yeah, Global Terrorism Index finds that deaths from terrorist acts fell 44% last year to fewer than 19,000, still a lot.
A white guy shooting up the place with a good old American gun does not count as terrorism.
But it should.
They say that, it does here. It does here.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. Overall, they're down. However, they are up.
They're up for that group.
In,
white guys with guns.
In North America and Western Europe.
Of course.
But overall, down. Yeah. The group says that people with far right, nationalist, or anti-Muslim sentiments were responsible for most terrorist acts in North America and Western Europe.
Anti-Jew, too, by the way. Remember that.
Yeah. What about hungry El Salvadorans?
Not listed.
With their babies?
Yeah.
And the terrorist.
Their babies.
Oh, there's some bad hombres there.
Bad hombres.
Oh, they look like babies.
You should be afraid.
Yeah. But they're 7 megaton bombs. Oh, yeah, it just looks like a Salvadoran baby.
That's a bomb.
Yeah, we haven't had a mass shooting in a couple of weeks.
God, don't say that.
Yeah, please.
Well,
you're not going to jinx it. It's going to happen.
Every other time I look at the flag, it's at half-mast. Yep. Oh, why is that at half? Oh, yeah. You forget about them.
It's sad.
It is.
Even mainstream media doesn't cover it like they should anymore.
I think the last time we had a little break, I was like, that mass shooting. Oh, I forgot about that
one. Right.
Because it only made the headlines a couple of days. And
nobody's got any balls to do anything about
right,
it.
Something else came along.
A new New York City bill could actually make sending your dink pics an actual crime. According to Gizmodo, the proposed legislation would make it illegal for a person to send an unsolicited, sexually explicit video or image to another person with intent to harass, annoy, or alarm such other person.
You mean unsolicited?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And that any offender of this so-called cyber flashing could face up to a year in jail or a $1,000 fine. They say the proposed law is to help eliminate people from sending intimate images using an electronic device, like a cell phone or any other electronic communication device. So you may not send, according to proposed legislation, an unsolicited dink picture.
Well, doesn't that,
That implies that everybody hates an unsolicited dink picture, and I would contend that not everybody does.
Okay, well, then those people wouldn't report it.
You're
that's
right.
A crime.
Check your phone, Craig. You too, Puss.
Sure.
And you, Todd, too. It's a mess. It's that group text rolling.
I'm telling.
Right. We're all calling the authorities.
You solicited it. You're a solicitor.
Just by beating.
Not with my words, just with my eyes.
Beat on that group text we're all on. Petey's driving to work. He got it, too, by the way. You just didn't hear the sound. Tony's looking at it right now. LD's enjoying it. All for your pleasure.
9.5 to Luke.
Oh, he's checking
out. You know
it.
He likes it.
On that one group text he's on, yeah.
Hey,
don't worry about group text. You got to forget who's on group text sometimes.
Story out of Springfield, Missouri.
Is our boss Jim on there?
He's one? On one of them, too. I hope they didn't send to him.
He's good. He's the kind of guy that would report us.
Yeah, he's got a few, though. I've sent him some other stuff. All solicited, by the way.
A story out of Springfield, Missouri. This woman is leaving the strip club about 1 o'clock in the morning.
She a worker?
It doesn't say.
Or okay. A patron?
Doesn't say. She drove about 2 miles in the wrong lane of a major street there Springfield.
Yeah, that sounds like a patron.
Crashed.
Yeah, oh no, strippers drink too.
I guess.
Crashed head-on with another car.
Oh, man.
Open alcohol containers were found in both cars. Neither car appeared to have its headlights on.
So two drunks hit each other.
Oh, yes.
All right, Jesus. Well, if there is a...
She was drunk going down the wrong way down the street. She did not see the car coming at her that did not have its lights on.
And that guy was drunk going the right way.
That guy was drunk going the right way.
So somehow,
so everybody's busted.
I think he should be punished at last. Because at least he was driving on the right side of the road.
You got your vodka in my beer, it sounds like, right there. That's not true, man. Jeez, don't drink and drive.
Yeah, you know, there were...
Uber home from the strip club.
There were broken things, but nobody really hurt horribly. Probably several open bottles of intoxicating beverages.
How many guys have Ubered home from the strip club and had to tell their wife the next morning, we got to go pick up my car? Oh, where is it? Oh, damn. Oh.
Uber back to the car.
Yeah, you got to Uber back to the car. I left it at work.
Any strip club worth its salt, there's going to be a leftover cars the next morning.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you don't ask your wife to take you down
back
there.
To where you were.
No.
Right. Gonna...
Call a friend. Get another Uber.
I was out with the guys. You're just working.
Zero guys have asked their wife to take them down to the strip club to get their car.
Right.
Probably wouldn't get a yes even if you did.
No, where is it? Well, it was overflowing. I was this bar next to a strip club. That's why it's parked there.
I couldn't drive, so I let Jim drive, and this must be where he left the car.
Yeah, none of these excuses women are buying, by the way. We're just trying to throw them up against the wall, see what sticks.
Yeah. Unless you're a woman.
I went to
that.
A strip club last night. Deal with it, bitch. Try that. That won't work.
That doesn't work either.
Mm-mm.
Don't you worry about it.
Don't you worry about it is the kinder way of saying that.
With
why is your car at a strip club? Don't you worry about it.
Maybe 1% of women are cool with that. But they would have already gone with him.
Yeah, you're right.
They would have been his designated driver. Plus, it's easier to pick up chicks at the strip club if you have your wife with you.
Yeah, probably right, actually.
And I think they've done studies on that. Your chances increase significantly.
A gentleman who built an ark, a copy of God's ship, he says, Johan Hybers.
What country?
Dutch.
Kentucky?
Oh, he's in Dutch. Okay.
Oh, is he going to make like a Kentucky museum?
No.
No, he's just waiting for the flood, right?
No. No.
Or he's just got a nice wood shop.
None of those things are true.
And why'd he build a freaking ark,
stop
man?
Us.
You going to make us keep guessing?
He's going to sail.
You got to put Dole on, man. I just showed an up-close picture of Dole by the casket. He doesn't look good, man.
Oh, he's a little sad.
No, he doesn't look good either.
He is
he's
quite
a year
sad.
Older. He's a year older than Bush was.
He's tearing up a little bit, too. You never look your best when you're tearing up.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Or 95.
He's been on... versions of the draft board for some time.
Yeah.
So this Johan Hybers wants to sail his copy of God's ship, the Ark, from Holland to Israel.
Oh, it's a sailing, okay.
Yeah. It doesn't have a motor, so he's going to need to rent tugboats to get it over there.
Oh, or a big crew to...
Are there tugboats in the Bible?
No.
Yeah, how'd the Ark get around?
It was just sitting there, and it flooded around it, and then it just floated.
And then when the flood went away, it was there. And
it wasn't
animals...
trying to go anywhere. It was just trying not to die in a flood.
All the animals came out and populated the world.
And it just went willy-nilly?
Willy-nilly.
When the water went away, wouldn't you think the ark would kind of tip over on its side?
You'd think.
And all the animals would run out the one door.
Unless it just happened.
Out there.
And that's
when
the animals that
water subsided, it just happened to be a flat piece of land.
It's like
that
story's
underneath
a, like
the ark.
It's like that story's a fable or something.
Yeah.
He declared his love for the Jewish state in an interview with the Jewish Telegraphic Agency.
Oh, he knows the Jews need to be there so he can. Jesus comes back, right?
He said, I love the country. I love the people. They don't obey. They do what they want. They drive like mad. They shove while waiting in line. They don't listen to anyone, just like me.
Oh, so that's a compliment.
Yeah.
Okay. How big is the Ark?
This is a full-size deal.
Yeah.
The original dimensions?
Yeah. It weighs 2,500 tons.
I can't picture what that is.
Right.
A lot.
Yeah.
Does he need like a comedy act? This would be a good chance for our buddy Richard Reese to redeem himself. He could do comedy on this.
On the Ark with the tugboat. Right.
And behave himself.
And so
maybe you're in his good standing back.
He built this. He says he was joined by amateur carpenters who had no training, including a butcher, a hairdresser, and a teacher. And he said a lot of stuff in the boat is really crooked.
This surprise.
Like a freaking nursery rhyme.
The butcher, the what? Yeah, it is a nursery rhyme.
The butcher, the thief, his wife, and her lover. Butcher, a hairdresser, and a teacher.
Yeah.
And surprise, they can't build stuff.
Exactly. A lot of stuff is crooked.
They built the crooked ark. I love that old old wives' tale. The old crooked ark with a crooked leg and a crooked old man.
And
the crooked ark.
He's going to float that thing over to Israel.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. That's going to go down.
Out of Lincoln, Nebraska, 26-year-old Rocky DeMay crashed the car he was driving about 1 o'clock in the morning. His car veered off the road and struck an uprooted tree in the front yard of a residence, and then finally came to a stop after hitting a nearby retaining wall. He left the accident scene, was subsequently taken into custody, and processed for DUI by the Lincoln Police Department. He told cops that he crashed his Buick due to inoperable windshield wipers that forced him to, quote, like Ace Ventura, drive in the rain with his head outside the window.
You know, I've had some. I had a rental car years ago. I was driving on the turnpike in Pennsylvania, where and it was raining and kind of icy, and my wipers went out, and I just had to have my hand out. I didn't stick my head out, but my hand was. I reached my hand out and kept doing that, that was brutal.
Should have stuck your head out.
Yeah, that wouldn't have worked.
Or stopped.
Right.
He's been busted now for DUI, careless driving, leaving the scene of an accident, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving with a suspended license, his blood alcohol content registered at .137.
You wouldn't think you'd have much depth perception with your head out the window.
Cops suspected
that drunk.
Cops suspected that both alcohol and drugs played a part in the crash.
But apparently driving like Ace Ventura, Ass Ventura. is not illegal,
I guess.
All the other things that come along with it are.
Yeah. But Ace did it on a sunny day.
Yeah, and Ace
That's
could
the
do
key.
That. Yeah, all right.
At night in the rain, that gets
the cops,
tougher.
He said Ace Ventura. He actually said that to him?
Yes.
Go Big Red. Going back.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.